Compassion on the multitude. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I had a long layover last Sunday evening on my way back from Louisiana. Due to a storm, I missed my connecting flight. And I found myself in the humid Houston airport, a fairly cool and quiet corner, but it was a busy hallway, and people were walking down all the time. I think I said my rosary, and then I had some reading to catch up on. And sitting next to me was a Cajun from Louisiana who was talking on his cell phone. And at some point, he closed his cell phone, and he turned to me, and he said, "Father, you realize they all looking at you?" And I was taken aback at that, and I said, "You know, to tell the truth, I never even thought about that. But I suppose so. Here in this hot airport, look at me with my cuffs and black suit and Roman collar." And I told the man, "I've been doing this for so many years, it just goes with the territory, I suppose." So then I decided that I should look at the ones who were looking at me. And it was interesting. All these foreigners and Americans dressed every which way, but not usually too much at all. And then I saw a priest from Egypt, a Coptic priest, in his robes. And then I saw a Buddhist monk going the other way. Interesting. And I thought of the words in today's gospel, what Christ said, "I have compassion on this crowd." So does his mother Mary, and so must we if we are Christians. This huge crowd, what are you going to do with them? The Phoenicians are very concerned to condemn all of them to hell. If they're not baptized with water, they are on their way to hell. The Novus Ordo, led by the late John Paul II, say, "Oh, it's no problem at all. Everybody's going to heaven." That's the heresy of universalism that started in America a couple centuries ago. The new religion teaches that. We know that's not true either. But here in this wilderness, whoever is going to feed them with the bread of life, except she through whom we first received the bread of life, Mary, she will bring us and them too to Jesus, the bread of life. In order to have us make this journey, she often uses a little tiny instrument which we call the scapular. I want you today to see that you need to be her instrument as well. We call it a scapular from the Latin scapula, which means shoulders, because you wear it, of course, from your shoulders. Essentially, it's just, all it has to be is a little tiny piece of brown wool that you wear in the front and in the back. It's a symbolic piece of the habit or the robes worn by the friars and the nuns of Mount Carmel, the oldest order in the church dedicated to Mary. It was a way that grew up in the Middle Ages for lay people to share in the graces and the blessings of this order. And in modern times, it's a way of us showing our devotion, consecration, to Mary's Immaculate Heart. The scapular is very important for us personally, for our salvation, for our sanctification, and for the quickness of our release from purgatory. One of the great Sacred Heart saints, Blessed Claude de la Colombière, who helped out St. Margaret Mary so much, said he knew of no assistance for salvation greater than the scapular. Why? Because it's an alliance, a treaty, if you will, between you and Mary and you. And she, in this time of war, will keep her promise to help you. You see, this is how it got started. The order of the Carmelites was from the East. They didn't appreciate them coming to the West, to England and Europe, from the Holy Land. There was a move to suppress them. The head of the order, an Englishman, St. Simon Stock, begged Our Lady for some sign of her protection. She gave the scapular, the big long one that the monks wear. She said, "Whoever dies clothed in this garment will not suffer eternal fire." A wonderful promise. That means if you need it and you're faithful to your scapular, you will have a priest at the hour of your death. A priest from Cincinnati years ago, Father Fulgence Meyer, wrote a book in which he told a story. It could have been about himself. Some friar was preaching a mission, a series of sermons, very fatiguing. And he had just concluded in one city, and he got a night train, this was back in the 20s, to another city. And he had a berth, and he asked the porter to knock on his door and wake him up at 5 o'clock so he could get ready for his stop. He was going to start right away preaching the next day. And he realized he needed his rest. He was good and tired, and he went straight to bed in his berth. Sometime during the night, he felt someone shaking him awake on his shoulder, and he thought, well, it must be time. That must be the porter. He got up. He said his prayers. He dressed. He shaved. Then he looked at his watch, and he saw it wasn't 5. It was only 3 o'clock in the morning. He went out into the hall, in the little passageway, asked the porter, "Why'd you wake me up so early?" And he said, "I didn't wake you up. I was going to wake you up at 5, as you asked, Father." Well, just as they were whispering there, outside his compartment, they heard a groan coming from the neighboring compartment. "You better go see what that is," the priest said. The porter came back and said, "That man is sick. I think he's dying. Well, go ask him if he's a Catholic. Does he want to see a priest?" He came back and he said, "Well, he can't talk. But if it helps any, he's got kind of like a brown string around his neck." So he went in, and the man couldn't talk, but the priest gave him absolution and prayed with him. A couple minutes later, he was dead, but he died peacefully in the Lord. Just one example of how that works. The power of the scapular, though, is such that it continues after death. This is called the Sabbatine privilege. If you wear it, keep chastity as best you can according to your state of life, and pray a rosary, just the 5 decades every day. Blessed Mother promises on the first Saturday after your death, she will go to purgatory and she'll get you, and she'll take you home with her to heaven. You can understand why the Germans call this scapular, Gnadenkleid, which means grace garment. You wear it, you are covered with God's grace in this life and in the next. It is important, though, not just for you, it is important for that great crowd lost out here in this wilderness. Peter Claver, the Jesuit missionary, who baptized tens of thousands of black African slaves in his life in South America, called the scapular the instrument of divine providence. If you can just get someone, a non-Catholic even, to wear it, who knows the graces or the conversion that will follow? A priest who was in a religious order, this was in the 1940s, I think, in New York, had all of his training in Rome, and he was assigned to be assistant chaplain of that big hospital in Manhattan called Bellevue. And the chaplain of the day had to be gone, so he said to him, "Father, you're on duty." This was his first day, and he prayed that no one would get sick because he was so nervous about what he was supposed to do. Well, pretty soon a nurse came to get him, and she said, "Father, there's a Catholic over here, and you'll need to see him." So the nurse took him to his ward, to his bedside, and he asked the man, "Would you like to go to confession?" And he looked at him, and he said, "Well, Father, I'm not a Catholic." The poor young priest was all confused, had no idea what to do next. So he went back to the nurse's station, and he said, I thought you told me he was a Catholic, but he said he's not. Well, Father, she said, he's wearing a scapular, very decisively. So he goes back and he says, how did you get a scapular? Well, there were some nuns that were collecting for something or another outside my factory, and they gave me one of those scapulars, and they asked me to wear it. So I have ever since. Well, would you like to be a Catholic? Father, I'd like nothing better. And so he instructed him. 4 days later, he was baptized, and he was dead, and he died again peacefully in our Lord. I have compassion on the multitude. What about you? All of these people, who on earth is going to help them? You know that the scapular is part of heaven's peace plan. Today, there's nothing but war. We've got our old war on terror. We've got that mess of a war in Iraq. The Sunnis and the Shiites are having a war between them. And now the Jews and the Arabs are having another war. And the devil is waging war on your soul and on your family. On the 13th of July, 1917, World War I, the Blessed Mother showed three children at Fatima hell. She opened her hands like this, and the earth opened. And they saw people glowing, black or bronze colored, glowing with fire. Devils in the shape of horrible animals. Awful cries. And then the Blessed Mother said, you have seen the hell where sinners go. It is in order to save them and to bring peace to the world that God wishes to establish devotion to my Immaculate Heart. Pope Pius XII, the great Marian Pope of the last century, says that to wear the brown scapular is a sign of our consecration to Mary, to her Immaculate Heart. Wear it. Get others to wear it. Give it away, and that makes you part of the plan. Peace doesn't just mean what they're going to, I suppose, finally negotiate in Iraq or the Middle East or the rest of it or North Korea. Peace means the tranquility of order, first between you, your soul, and your God. And that's how peace gets made in this world. And all of the rest of it, prayer, the rosary, purity, that all comes as a result of this peace treaty, what Blessed Claude called it, the alliance between your soul and the Blessed Mother. The saints have called the scapular the sacrament of Mary. It's very powerful. It is therefore disgraceful and appalling that so many of our Catholics can't be bothered to wear a scapular. Some people find it too big, some find it too scratchy, some say, well, my scapular always breaks. All you have to do is have a little tiny piece. It doesn't have to have anything on it even. You can buy a good sturdy one, last many, many years. Do that. We should be working together in our church to make scapulars that are convenient and easy, and we should be giving them away, just as we give away rosaries, because of their tremendous importance. The devil fears the scapular. He told one saint during an exorcism, he fears three things, the name of Jesus, the name of Mary, and the brown scapular. Devils respect, they have to, the scapular. You know, Custer's Last Stand? There was an Irish colonel who fought in the American army. Colonel Keig was his name. And they found his body. Everybody was killed. Every other body was scalped and mutilated. His body had been dragged and propped up against a tree. And his shirt was open. And there was his brown scapular. And he was not touched. A symbol, I think, of the protection that the Blessed Mother shows in life and in death. Our Lord told St. Gemma, I am the divine rag picker. I pick up souls from the filth of sin. And when I go, I take my mother with me. Why? Lest in my justice I turn away from anyone. My mother's there to bring the mercy. You know how they say on an airplane, if there's an emergency, put your oxygen mask on first, then take care of those with you? That's how it has to be with the scapular. You wear your scapular. Then parents, make sure your children are wearing their scapular. Have a few extra. Offer it to the sick. You never know. Sometimes people, especially when they have given up on everything else, will be very grateful for this gift of heaven. The Lord is the protection of the salvation of his anointed. We prayed at the beginning of today's Mass in the introit. That's you. You are his anointed. Let this scapular protect you. He gives it to you. Did you read this week about that policeman? I think it was Cincinnati or Kentucky, who was just going after a 13-year-old boy for littering, threw a pop can on the street, and he chases him, and the kid pulls out a gun and he shoots him. And he would have killed him had it not been for his bulletproof vest. What a violent world of war we live in today. Can you or I afford to go out without our bulletproof vest on? How crazy can you get? Parents, make sure your children have their scapular, but you make sure you are wearing yours first and have a few extra around the house to give it to others. The scapular is no license to sin, nor is it a superstition. But I tell you this, if you are wearing it, just as on a hot day the brown dye might bleed through a little bit to your clothing, so too Mary's virtues, I mean her kindness and her modesty, her gentleness and her goodness, that's bound to bleed through with Christ's blood right into your soul to sanctify you. Let the scapular bring you to God. Let the scapular be your proof to our Lord that you too, like his son, you have compassion on that crowd. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.